Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say ringtone in Chinese. We have Ralph Simon, the CEO and founder of Mobilium Global. Hi, Ralph. 你好。
你好, Xiaolan.
Right. You are called the godfather of ringtone.
That is sometimes called the father of ringtone, and there's a reason for it. In that we were very lucky, we were fortunate in that our company, mm-hmm. in the late 1990s, mm-hmm. were the first outside of Korea and Japan,
right.
to bring an international ringtone service to the United States, Europe, Africa, Australia, New Zealand, mm-hmm. Canada, and that, I think, is the reason that we got that title.
Right, you've been very humble. And then I heard a story about your adventure mm-hmm. in Finland.
Oh, yes. It's thanks to the people of Finland that we really discovered the possibility of ringtones. Mm-hmm. There's a famous story of one of the guys who used to work for Nokia many years ago, when Nokia was a prominent phone company, mm-hmm. who was so tired of hearing the alarm on his phone ringing when he woke up, that he wondered what he could do to have music rather than the Nokia alarm song sound.
Right.
And he had been working on it but was never really quite successful. We had thought of something similar being stimulated by him. Mm-hmm. And because we had had a background in the music industry, in the music publishing industry, and understood how to take copyrights
right.
and use them effectively, we were then able to get the license mm-hmm. from the songwriters mm-hmm. and the publishers to then make music and to use that transported across a mobile device.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then ringtone, although nowadays people sort of take ringtones for granted.
Right.
And then, but at the same time, it's actually still quite popular in some countries in Asia.
In some countries in Asia, it is. Ring back tones are now much, much more popular mm-hmm. than the traditional ringtones. The ringtone craze has really leveled out. Mm-hmm. But people still want to hear music ringing the phone.
Yes.
Or at least they sometimes say in Asia that when your wife calls you, that's one ringtone.
Yep.
When your mistress calls you, that's another ringtone. When your children call you, that's another ringtone.
Right.
When your best friend calls you, that's another ringtone.
Right. Okay. So it's quite important to learn this word because it still happens in our day-to-day lives.
Exactly so.
Right. So the way to say ringtone, two words, 铃声.
铃声.
铃声. 铃.
铃.
声.
声.
Yep. So 铃. That's the first word. It's a second tone, so we go up a little bit. Ling.
Ling.
And it's basically the meaning of it is the sound of metal.
Huh.
So it's a combination between a metal character, which is gold, because uh-huh. in ancient China, anything bling bling was made out of metal. So they use uh-huh. gold as the representative.
I see.
And then, of course, the second character, that's ling. That doesn't mean anything in a way in this combination because
right.
they just try to borrow the sound. Ling, 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 ling.
Right. Ling.
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 So if there's a famous Chinese pianist
yeah.
called Lang Lang,
Lang Lang,
and if you get a ling from Lang Lang,
right.
it'll be Ling Lang Lang.
Ling Lang Lang, exactly. And Lang Lang, it's also interesting. I'm his big fan. His surname is Lang, and of course his parents decided to give him his first name repeating his surname. So Lang Lang.
Uh-huh.
And Lang means boy.
Oh,
the young man.
Uh-huh. Lang Lang.
Right. Lang Lang, young ling? Adult. Ling, ling, lang, lang.
Ling, lang, lang.
Exactly. So ling is the bell.
Right.
So when you want to say that's a doorbell, we just add door outside in front of bell.
Mm-hmm.
So men ling.
Men ling.
Men.
Men.
Ling.
Ling.
Yeah, men is the door. So men ling is the doorbell.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, now
and ling.
Ling, yeah,
ling.
Ling is the second tone, so both are men is the second tone. So men ling, both are second tone.
Men ling.
Men ling.
Men ling.
Yeah, so when we talk about ringtone,
mm-hmm.
the first word, ling.
Ling.
And then the second word is actually the sound, so sheng.
Ling sheng.
Ling sheng.
Ling sheng.
Ling sheng.
Ling sheng.
Ling sheng. And then if we want, it means the ring could be any ringtone, right? Mm-hmm. So if we want to emphasize, that's from the mobile. Mm. So we can say 移动铃声.
移动铃声.
移动铃声. 移动 means your mobile phone. And then, of course, in Taiwan, they say 手机. 手机 is the a hand machine. So 手机铃声.
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 手机铃声. You're such a great learner. Yeah, in no time, you will be quite fluent in Chinese.
I want to really learn. It's a big objective of mine to be able to at least follow a conversation or read a newspaper in Mandarin.
Can I help?
Please.
All right.
You can make it Chinesey.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. So for reading, it's very different from speaking, but the general principle is similar.
Right.
All we do is break down a lot of literature, a lot of characters. Mm. And then, of course, in Chinese, we classified there are about 70 important building blocks. Mm-hmm. So once you recognize a few, you can construct many more very quickly.
Right.
So you can reach the very basic literacy, pick up a few words here and there on the newspaper, and you get the basic idea.
It's a dream to be able to do that.
I would love to help, Ralph.
Very good.
Right. Thank you very much, Ralph, for joining us. We talk about ringtone today.
谢谢.
谢谢. And please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit our website. You can access a lot of learning material from our website, ChineseE.com. 谢谢，拜拜。
谢谢，拜拜。